For some of you, because you tell us so, the most popular segment of this show is this one. And it is only proper that we begin today's Thumb segment by acknowledging film critic Roger Ebert, who died this week. We wish we could have originated a more clever rating system than Thumbs Up or Down 11 years ago, but we spent no time trying for the impossible. Instead, we just politely borrowed, as if you didn't know, from Roger Ebert and his then partner Gene Siskel. So it is time to say thumbs up to them for sending us to the right movies and for what follows now and every Sunday here at TSN The Reporters. The tradition continues now as we begin this Thumb segment with Bruce.
Yeah, Roger Ebert was a great man. Read everything he's written. You will be better for it. My thumb is down to Randy Carlyle, head coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs, for his handling of concussions. Now, when Joffrey Lupul was apparently concussed in a game this week, Randy Carlyle's response was to say first that it's 50-50 that he's going to practice the next day, and then to call concussions a bad word, something that shouldn't be spoken aloud. But more importantly, and I don't know if Randy Carlyle's got the vapors or if he needs leeches to help him at this point, but then he kind of expounded on his theory of concussions, that maybe because of helmets, the brain heats up and the brain swells, and then you were more liable for concussions. He should probably talk to a doctor about this at some point.
Well, concussions, that's the new C word in the NHL, apparently.
Steve Simmons.
My thumb is up to Connor McDavid, the young sensation in the Ontario Hockey League, the underage accepted player who was this week named Ontario Hockey League Rookie of the Year. It's just a culmination of everything that's gone his way this year. He was better than point a game player. The treatment that was started for John Tavares a long time ago has worked extremely well with McDavid, who this weekend is trying out for Canada's under 18 team. It should be noted that he's 2 years younger than virtually every player at camp this weekend.
This country has a need for a next one, and he appears to be the next one.
You don't want to make comparisons, but people do to Stamkos and Tavares, and those comparisons are usually favorable for Connor McDavid. So another one to watch may be the next one. Michael.
My thumb is down to Rutgers University and Mike Rice, the crazed basketball coach who was fired this week. Tim Pernetti, the athletic director, also resigned. Rice abusing his players physically, verbally. The president of the university, Robert Barchi, described it as a failure of process. No, it's a failure of people, including Barchi, who failed to view the video when it first became available in November.
You know, they had a chance to, you know, they had a chance to make this move long back. And the fact that they fined him and suspended him at that time, you know, that's despicable.
One more way in which the NCAA is an abomination is that it allows people like this to treat students like this. And the university presidents and athletic directors let it happen until it's too late.
Yeah, and you need videotape to find out about it and do something about it. My thumb is up to Matt Duchene of the Colorado Avalanche, who was asked about the importance of adding a high draft pick, specifically the number one draft pick, for next season. In other words, Duchene was asked about tanking the rest of this season, and he said the following. I owe it to every last person who buys a ticket and cheers for us to try my best at all times, and I owe the same to my teammates who owe the same to me. It is the correct and the only acceptable answer. Anybody connected with any sports team who would answer the question differently by speaking of the benefits of losing should pay with his or her job. No matter how hard they were trying, the Colorado Avalanche lost in Phoenix 4-0 last night.
You know, the Pittsburgh Penguins could have got Mario Lemieux, or if they drafted second, Kirk Muller. And they tanked, and they won.
Well, last night was another must-lose game for Colorado, apparently.
LeBron James is also a result of tanking. It's an unfortunate necessity in today's sporting world. I can't blame him for it.
I knew I was trying to get a message out there because it goes nowhere around here. Well, we'll continue to cover the world of sports differently. Shall we?
I'm tanking the rest of this show.